Once again, St. Charles Lwanga, who died in about the 1880s, was martyred as he, the day before he died, was baptized to follow Jesus Christ. He was a great man of faith, a great man in evangelization to follow Jesus. When the rest of his culture at the time in Uganda were worshiping to idols, and they were also beginning to worship their king. Kind of like if you think about Daniel back, way back day, when Daniel was told to kneel or to genuflect before the king, and they decided not to. So all of them, his companions, about 30 young men, from very young ages till about the age of 30, that they were all killed and martyred. I pray today in a special way for Father Charles Lwanga. I always remember Father Charles Lwanga, who is a priest that was at the seminary that I was at, St. Paul, at the University of St. Thomas Aquinas, and he was already a priest, but he was studying to be an educator. And so he also he's a leader as a rector as a seminary for young, kind of like elementary level or high school level. He has hundreds of kids in his seminary. And all of their names, very few like him, are named Charles Lwanga because they are in Uganda. So all in Africa. And I think what a perfect timing again. Charles Lwanga is now the patron of the youth in Africa. And during these times, I think how important these martyrs are, so crucial, not necessarily from St. Charles Lwanga in Uganda, but even over the last few days in our country, with the violence and destruction and so forth. Well, the second, I want to say quickly what I put on Facebook today, because I've seen a lot of different things going on Facebook over the last week or so, with some very sad things, and we all know that the death of George Floyd, on his death, which is, I think, across the board, almost every person in our country that thinks that's insane. And then going into all your political opinions, your thoughts on Facebook, and I just said quickly, actions are way more important than words, especially on social media. Keep that one in your bank. I quoted that one, so I hope it's legal that I get that to be bought for. And then finally, you listen to St. Paul writing to St. Timothy. I'll just read this to finish it up. As we are again in Mass, praise God. The many gifts we want to thank God for every day, the things that we're not affected by, but to continue to pray for our faith, for our offer of our daily lives, or even our lives, because we're Christians, we're Catholics. And what did St. Paul write to St. Timothy? Again, a wise person that St. Paul was to a younger priest. And for all of us, quote, "For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposture and the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice." Let's remember that one. "For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control." Don't we need those right now? "So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake. But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God." So many maybe thoughts there just in our prayerfulness. St. Charles Lwanga to pray for us, for ourselves, to know what our actions are versus just what we want to spew on internet, Facebook, social media, looking at different, basically lying or information that's not even true. And this is in, just so you know, the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 1. How God has given us, what the Spirit has given us, as we heard this weekend, and our daily masses, not to give a spirit of cowardice, but of power, love, self-control, to not be ashamed, but to testify to our Lord.